Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sota, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned Beschos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Defined Ruziva Kahagon, Bekarav Mamish. And we continue on with the process of what happens to the Sota. And in the next four Mishnahs, we're going to be discussing four Psukim. These are the Psukim that the Kohen reads out to the woman. Two of them are called the Shvua, the other two are called the Allah. And at the end of these Psukim, she says, Amen, Amen. After he reads her these Psukim, he writes all of them, or some of them, down on the Megillah, which is erased in the water that becomes the Mayim Hamarim, which she drinks. Now it happens to be that Gimel and Dalid and Hey and Vav are out of order because Gimel and Dalid, the Mishnahs we're about to learn right now, speak about the Psukim that are being written in the Megillah, and it's only in Hey and Vav that we talk about what he tells her, which, as we just said, it's actually the reverse order. First he reads her the Psukim, then he writes them down in the Megillah. And before we begin the Mishnah, let's just remember that we're discussing four Psukim that are found in Bamidbar, Parakeh, Psukim Yudtes, Chaf, Chaf Aleph, and Chaf Beis. So Mishnah Gimel tells us, Balei Lichav Samagillah, when the Kohen comes to write the Megillah, Me'eza Makam Ukaisev, from where in these Psukim does he start writing? And according to Tanna Kamma, it's the following. Me'im Loi Shachav Ish V'Gaymer, from Pasuk Yotes, that begins, Im Loi Shachav Ish, and then he continues writing, we're just going to read the Pasuk, even though it's not found in the Mishnah, Oysach V'im Loi Satis Tomach Tachas Ishech, Yinokim Me'a Mar Ma'amar Ma'ele, and then he continues on to Pasuk Chaf, and this we have in the Mishnah, Va'at Ki Satis Tachas Ishech, and now we're going to read the part that we don't have in the Mishnah, V'chinit Me'ez V'yitain Ish Bach Es Shachav Temi Ba'ad Yishech, and these are Psukim Yotes and Chaf. However, says the Mishnah, Ve'enoi Kaisev V'shbi'a Kaina Se'isha, the Kain does not write the beginning of the next Pasuk, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, but V'kaisev, he does write the middle of the Pasuk, Yitin Hashem Oysach L'ol V'l'shvua, and again, we're just going to continue reading the Pasuk, B'saych Amech, B'saych Hashem Esreich Nefel, says Bet Nechtzava, and he continues on to Pasuk Chaf Beis, Ubo Hamayim Hamarim Ha'elev Me'ach Lasses Betim Rampel Yarech, and that's where he ends off. He doesn't write anymore, as the Mishnah says, Ve'enoi Kaisev V'amar Ha'isha Amen Amen. He does not write the end of Pasuk Chav Beis, which says that the woman responds, Amen, Amen. In other words, according to the Tanna Kamma, he's writing the majority of Psukim Yotes, Chav, Chav Alf, and Chav Beis, minus a few sections. However, Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, Lo hayam afsek, the Kohen doesn't stop once he starts writing Pasuk Yotes, and he continues all the way through Pasuk Chav Beis. Now, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, Kolatz Meina Kosev, he doesn't write anything that we just mentioned. Ella, the only Psukim he's going to write are what's called the Alois, the curses, and that's the last two Psukim, not Yotes and Chav, but Chav Alf and Chav Beis, and therefore he's going to write as follows: Yitan Hashem Oysach La'alv L'Shvua V'Gaimer, and continue that pasuk, and on to Chav Beis Ubo Hamay Hamar Ma'ele Me'ach V'Gaimer, and he's going to continue writing the rest of Chav Beis. However, Ve'ena Kaisev, he does not write the end of the pasuk V'Amr Isha Amen Amen, like we said in Tanna Kamma, because that's not really relevant to be written on the Megillah. And continuing to talk about this Megillah, Mishnah Dalet says, Ena Kaisev, he does not write it on the following: Lo'al Luach, not on a board of wood; Lo'al Niyar, not on paper; Lo'al Diftara, not on unfinished parchment; Ela Al Megillah, rather on finished parchment. And how do we know this? Shenamar, because the pasuk says Basefer. Furthermore, Ve'ena Kaisev Lebekumus Lebekankantum Lebekaldar Shiroshem. He's not allowed to write it with kumus kankantum or any sort of liquid or ink which makes a roishem. That means a lasting permanent mark. Elabediyoy, the only thing he's allowed to write with is black ink. Shenamar, it says Umacha, and he shall erase. What do we learn from here? Ksav Shiachol Imache. He has to write it with something that is able to be erased. And these things we just mentioned before, kumus kankantum or anything that makes a roishem, are not able to be fully erased by water, and that's why he can't use them. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Vav discussing the Psukim that he reads to her. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.